you. Open your Bibles this morning to the book of Acts, Acts chapter 2. Glory to God. Acts chapter 2. How many want to help me run the devil out of Alexandria? Got one. Come on, church. Glory to God. Acts chapter 2. Amen. I want to read something that I read that was pretty humorous. I got up this morning real early, and I was looking for something that would give me a good laugh this morning around 5 this morning. This is what it said. Men in heaven, who is the head of the household? They said, at the end of an age, when the believers were standing in line, waiting to get into heaven, God appeared and said, I want all the men to form 2 lines. One line will be for the men who were true heads of their household. The other will be for the men who were dominated by their wives. God continued, I want all the women to report to St. Peter. The women left and the men formed 2 lines. The line of men were very dominated by their wives were extremely long. The line of men who were true heads of their household had 1 man in it. God said to the first line, you men ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I appointed you to be heads of your household, and you were disobedient and have not fulfilled your promise. Of all of you, there's only 1 man who obeyed me. Learn from him. God turned to the one man and asked, how did you come to be in this line? The man replied, my wife told me to stand here. Glory to God. God is good. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Acts chapter 2. The word of God reads God's little message on my heart. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Your word is real. Your word is alive. Your word is active. Your word is powerful. Your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. And Father, I pray this morning for a double portion of the anointing of God. I pray that you would touch lives here this morning. I pray that not one person would walk out of this church discouraged this morning. I pray that you would save. I pray that you would baptize in the Holy Spirit this morning. Have your way in this house today in Jesus' name. Amen. Look at the person next to you and say, neighbor, we need the fire of God. Look at your other neighbor and say, neighbor, did you hear what that preacher said? We need the fire of God. Now turn around, look at the person behind you. Say, neighbor, did you really hear what that preacher said? We need the fire of God. If you believe that, let me see you give God some praise right now. Come on, church. Come on, church. I need the fire. Come on, I need the fire of God in my life. Glory to God. The pouring forth of the Holy Spirit was an event that occurred over 2,000 years ago on the day of Pentecost. And the Bible teaches us in Acts chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were on one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Well, this morning I looked and I thought about it as I was preparing for this message this week. I looked at word and I thought about suddenly. The Bible teaches us they were all together in one place, and suddenly. It means it happened without warning in a short space of time. The kingdom comes suddenly. The kingdom can break out right here and right now. And church, I believe that God wants to pour out his spirit this morning upon all flesh in these last days. Suddenly, it happened at the baptism of Jesus. The Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. And when Jesus was baptized, he went straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting up on him. And the voice of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." When I thought about the word suddenly, it suddenly happened when Jesus was born. The Bible says in Luke chapter 2, verse 13 and 14, "And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in highest on earth, peace and good towards all men.'" It suddenly happened. The Bible says suddenly when Paul was converted from Saul to Paul. The Bible says in Acts chapter 9, verse 3, "And as he journeyed, he came to Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven." The Bible says it suddenly happened when Paul and Silas was in prison. The Bible says in Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly," come on, church, that word again, "and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and every man's bands were loosened." It suddenly happened. When Jesus returns, how many know he's coming back suddenly? He's going to crack that sky. It's going to happen suddenly. People say, "Well, Brother Mahan, how do you know that?" Well, the Bible teaches us in 1 Corinthians 15, 51, "Behold, I show you a mystery. We should not all sleep, but we should all be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, suddenly." How many know that God can come through here this morning like a rushing mighty wind? God can fill us today. He can overfill us with the Spirit of the living God. And he has promised, glory to God. And it happened suddenly on the day of Pentecost. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled the house where they were all sitting. How many know that God is still able this morning to pour out his Spirit? If you believe it, is anybody here today ready for an old-fashioned Holy Ghost Spirit-filled revival and say, "God, I want it to happen today"? Give God some praise right now. Come on, church. I want the fire of God in my life. Glory to God. Glory to God. There it was, the promise. He had come at his appointed time, and in the manner prescribed by God, the Holy Spirit came. The time and manner in which the Holy Spirit would come, it depends upon several factors. God's timing, glory to God, that only he can determine. The second thing, the condition of the heart and the willingness to receive him. Closing out everything else but Jesus in your mind, being on one of accord in one mind, and we will see great things happen. Yielding yourself to the Spirit of the living God and allowing him to speak to you, and God will move by his Spirit. It's a sign, and I got good news for you today. I know without a shadow of a doubt, 27 years ago, it happened suddenly. When I got saved, it happened suddenly, and shortly after that, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and how many know I couldn't keep this thing down? I had to share my faith. I had to keep the fire burning. And I believe without a shadow of a doubt, the devil would do everything he can to try to stop us from being fired up. But I got good news for your First Assembly. We will not be defeated. We will see lives touched. We will see the fire. We will see the Spirit of the living God. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Come on, church. I want the fire. I want the fire. I want the fire of God in my life. Glory to God. My God, I preach myself happy. Come on, church. I stopped to get gas. I was so fired up, the man at the gas pump said, "Man, don't light it up." Come on, church. Fire. Glory to God. Glory to God. My number one point this morning, the promise of the Holy Spirit. The promise. We know that God is faithful. He fulfills his promise. The Bible teaches us in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, "For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us." God has promised us the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us, how many know I love the Bible? The Bible teaches us in Job 2, 28 and 29, and it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Glory to God. John the Baptist spoke about the promise of the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us in Matthew chapter 3, verse 11, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. The Bible says in Matthew 1, 8, I indeed have baptized you with water, but he shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The Bible teaches us in Luke 3, 16, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the laces of his shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Glory to God. People looked at me 27 years ago when I was bound on drugs. I went through 7 30-day programs, in and out of jail. My life was messed up, a Vietnam vet, 2 Purple Hearts. And everybody used to look at me and say, he'll never be on fire for God. He'll go back to the world. He won't stay on fire for God. But I got good news for you. When you get filled with the Spirit of the living God and baptized in the Holy Spirit, how many know you can say, devil, in the name of Jesus Christ, ain't nothing back there. I've been set free, and whom the Son of God set free is free indeed. Come on, church. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Come on, church. The fire of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The fire of God. Glory to God, the promise of the Holy Spirit. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, yes. I want to be on fire. Glory to God. I wish that devil would try something. Come on, church. Come on, church. Fire. Glory to God. Glory to Jesus himself promised the Holy Spirit. The Bible says, glory to God. The Bible teaches us in Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5, and being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, you have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized in the Holy Spirit not many days hence. Church, I got good news for you today. Glory to God, we must believe. We must stand on the word of God. The Bible teaches us in John 7, 37, 7 and 38, in the last day of the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Well, the Bible teaches us in Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the othermost parts of the earth. When the Spirit of God comes in you and you're filled with the Spirit of God, you baptized in the Holy Spirit, how many know you'll never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ when you're on fire for God? If you believe it, give God some praise right now by the power of God. Come on, church, I'm not ashamed. Come on, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Glory to God. When I'm preaching, Phyllis will even swing that hanky. Come on, church. God Almighty, she know the fire. Come on, church. Glory to God. She told me this morning, I got up this morning, I preached to the coffee pot. Come on, church. I was so fired up, that coffee pot was on drip, 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 drip. I said, speed it up, speed it up, speed it up. Glory to God. Glory to God. When you're on fire for God, I tried to get the coffee pot saved, but he said it was already saved. Come on, church. Glory to God. But I got good news for your church. When you're filled with the Spirit of God, they were filled and it happened suddenly. The promise of the Holy Spirit was secure because Jesus sacrificed on the cross. We got to have faith. We got to keep the faith. Church, this gift is for us. And Jesus has already went and prepared a place, and we must stand on the word of God. Church, this is not just a promise for some of us, but it's a promise for all of us, that we can be filled with the Spirit of the living God. On the day of Pentecost, the Bible says they were on one accord, one mind, one spirit. Some people say, well, Brother Mahan, I don't believe in that today. How many know it is for today? Come on, church, how many believe it is for today? Glory to God. Glory to God. One, two, three. Come on, if you don't have your hand up, I'm coming to get you. Come on, Judges. Glory to God. Come on, brother, get that hand up. Ease it up. Glory to God. So my friend, how many know that we need the Holy Spirit? Amen. Amen. How many believe that Pentecost is real? Amen. Come on, how many believe we need the fire of God? Come on, church, I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. Every time that devil say I can't, I want to be so fired up and say I can do all things through Christ which strengthen me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? This fire is burning. I'm filled up with the Spirit of the living God. And devil, you cannot have my victory. I am victorious and I am on fire. I will stand on the word. Glory to God. Come on, church. I'm on fire. Fire. Glory to God. Amen. You know what that devil said? No, don't mess with him. Glory to God. Church, we need the fire of God. The promise. Amen. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. We talked about the promise. Now I want to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit. In Genesis 1, verse 2 and 3, and the earth was without form and void and darkness, and was up on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved up on the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. The work of the Holy Spirit. I remember some time ago, many years back, you probably heard me share this, but many years back, I was in a church, and I preached a week, and people was getting baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking unknown tongues. We had one guy say he didn't believe in it. He came up, but he said, Brother Mahan, he said, if it's real, I want God to give it to me. And so he received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. And the power of God hit him. He went back, and he said, can you give me a little bit more? Come on, Jerry. He held his hand up like it's at the altar. Can you give me just a little bit more? I took that oil and dumped on his head. I said, God, give him everything. Glory to God. He gets baptized in the Holy Spirit. And then he says to me, he said, Brother Mahan, I want to take you out to Outbacks, you and your wife. But if I take you out, I want you to be cool. I said, yeah, that'll be fine. Take me out to the Outbacks. I'll be cool. Glory to God. So he takes me out to Outbacks after the last service. And we go in, and I open the door. He said, now, Brother Mahan, be cool now, be cool. I said, okay, I'll be cool. He opened the door, and I went in like this. He said, I'm not talking about that kind of cool. I want you to be cool, man, be cool. Don't get carried away. Telling people about Jesus, just slow down, be cool. I said, okay, man, I'll be cool. So they waited on us. I ate my filet mignon. Come on, church, glory to God. Ate my filet mignon, glory to God. I looked at the waitress. I said, do you know Jesus as your Savior? He said, Brother Mahan, be cool. I looked at the waitress. I said, you know Jesus as your Lord and Savior? He was over there. Be cool, Brother Mahan, be cool. Glory to God. Next thing I know, she bows down, kneels down at the table, gives her heart to Jesus Christ. And then I look at him and I said, hey, I want you to pray for her. Pray in the Spirit. He started praying in the Spirit. The Spirit of God came on him. Glory to God. He was so fired up. He said, Brother Mahan, get some dessert and get another waitress. Glory to God. Come on, church. I want the fire. Come on, church. I want the fire of God. Glory to God. He was so fired up. Then I got me strawberry shortcake. Come on, church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Next thing you know, the girl that got saved, she go in. She gets all the rest of the girls, brings them out. And she said, Brother Mahan. And he looks at me. He said, Brother Mahan, I want to hang with you all the time. I said, man, I told you, if you get fired up, God will use you for the glory of God. He said, man, I've been so afraid. I've been ashamed to share my faith. But now that I'm filled with the Spirit of the living God, I will never be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I will lift him up. Come on, church. I want to be so filled to lift him up. Come on, church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, the work of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit raised Jesus from the dead. The Bible teaches us in Romans 8:11, but in the Spirit of him that raised of Jesus from the dead dwells in you. He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by the Spirit that dwells in you. When I think about the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells within us. Glory to God. When we become born again and allow the Holy Spirit to do the work in us, we have a victorious life. When you have the Spirit of God in you and you let God work in your life, you can overcome that situation. People say, well, Brother Mahan, how in the world could God deliver you from 18 years of heroin, just a messed up man? How could God deliver you from that? How many know I couldn't set myself free? I tried AA, NA, nay, nay, may, nay, eat, nay, fake it till you make it, keep coming back. But how many know I went to Jesus Christ one time and he set me free by the power of the Almighty God? Come on, church, somebody ought to give God some praise. Come on, church, God set you free. Glory to God, same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, it dwells within us. You're an overcomer this morning. You're a new person when you're washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, but God wants to take you higher in the Spirit of the living God. The work of the Holy Spirit will cause fruit to come into your life. The work of the Holy Spirit, you begin to bear fruit. The Bible teaches us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The Holy Spirit will give you strength to face every day. The Bible teaches us in Ephesians 3:16 that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man. The Holy Spirit gives us the strength to face every situation. The Holy Spirit gives us faith to overcome temptation. How many know the enemy is always roaming and seeking who he might devour? He's always on his job. And the Bible says this in John 10:10, that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said these words, I have come that they might have life and have life more abundantly. You can be an overcomer today. Don't let the devil keep beating you down with the disappointments and the failures. Get up, dust yourself off. Pray that God would fill you with the Spirit of God and let God lead you and guide you and direct every step of your life. The Bible says this, that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. The Bible teaches us one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. It's found in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And it says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not to the own understanding, but acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your path. The Holy Spirit helps us to share our faith. Glory to God. The fruit of the Spirit, it helps us to share our faith. And I got good news for you. How many know the enemy will do everything he can to try to stop you from sharing your faith? It might not be drugs and alcohol, but how many know if God's done something in your life, you have a testimony for the glory of God. God wants to use us when we let go and let God work in our lives. The work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. People say, well, Brother Mahan, how do you get away from temptation? How in the world have you stayed clean for 27 years? It's by the grace of God I am who I am. I stand on the word of God. And the Bible teaches us when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Spirit of the living God will raise up a standard. The enemy will do everything he can to try to hold you down and say you'll never be victorious. The Spirit of God will never work in your life. You will never be able to do anything for God. But I got good news for you. Get up and dust yourself off and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm not going to live in sin. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to be victorious because I am on fire for God. And no devil in hell is going to stop what God has in store. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Come on, church. I'm victorious in this house. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Holy Spirit helps us to share our faith. Holy Spirit, how many know I love Bob Evans? Come on, how many love Bob Evans? Glory to God. Phyllis told me the other day, she said, Gerald, I'm going to take you out, but you paying. Come on, Gerald. I said, I thought you was going to take me out. I thought you was going to pay. You know, we went to Bob Evans, and glory to God, I was hungry. We just came off the road from way out in Minnesota and going home. It was afternoon, and she said, Gerald, I just feel like getting a breakfast. And I said, well, okay, let's go to Bob Evans. And I went in Bob Evans, and I ordered sausages and gravy. Come on, church. Come on, sausages and gravy. Brother Bob, them biscuits was about that thick. Glory to God, orange juice. Come on, church. Glory to God, two eggs over easy. Come on, church. Glory to God. Hash browns on the side. Come on, Phyllis ordered some pancakes, three of them. I said, honey, you can't eat all them. Give me one. Come on, church. Glory to God. Just so fired up for the things of God. And glory to God, right in Bob Evans. And after I ate real good, I said, I seen so many people come to Christ in Minnesota. I might as well just preach a little bit in Bob Evans. How many know I love to go in a restaurant and preach? Glory to God. So I jumped up from the table after I'd eaten and paid my bill and getting ready to go to the cash register. I was so fired up and so full, I was just rubbing my stomach on the way. Come on, church. Glory to God. I said, I'm going to give an altar call right here. I jumped up in Bob Evans. I said, hey, listen up, for the wages of sin and death, but the gift of God is eternal life. We have all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but God loves you with an everlasting love. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I heard one lady say, who in the world is he? Glory to God. I said, I'm just on fire for God. I can't keep it to myself. The manager came out. He said, hey, man, preach all you want to. Come on, church. Glory to God. Come on, church. Come on, church. Come on, church, right in Bob Evans. He looked at me. He said, matter of fact, I'm going to pay for your meal. Come on, church. Glory to God. I said, I'll be back tomorrow, this evening, tonight. I'll be back. Glory to God. So fired up for God, you can't keep that thing in your life. And I got good news for you. When you get fired up for God, you will lift up the name of Jesus everywhere you go. How many know the church of the Lord Jesus Christ should start lifting up the name of Jesus Christ? Give God some praise right now by the power of God. Come on, church. Come on, church, on fire. Do I have anybody on fire? Glory to God. Fire. Glory to God. On fire, the blessings of the Holy Spirit. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Praying in the Spirit. Praising God in the Spirit. Ephesians 6:18 talks about the weapon of prayer. Praying always with the prayers of supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto of all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Praying in the Spirit is important. Pray in tongues. Use your language. Pray in the Spirit. Listen to the voice of God. The Holy Spirit gives us the ability to pray. The language is different from our own native language. But when we pray in the Spirit, the Bible teaches us, glory to God, when I think about the Spirit of the living God, the Bible teaches us the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to pray when we don't know what to pray and how to pray and what to pray for. The Bible teaches us this in Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know that we should pray for we as we ought not. But the Spirit itself makes intercessions for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. And as such in the heart knows what is in the mind of the Spirit, because it makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. I got good news for you today. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us, and we know that he hears us. Whatsoever we should ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. I got good news for you. Pray in the Spirit. Use that prayer language. Pray for the fire of God. Never be ashamed. How many know the assemblies of God? We teach about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. We teach about the power of the Spirit of God. We teach about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I believe that we need them all. And I know that God will fill us. Speaking in tongues is the work of the Spirit because, glory to God, we can edify. We can edify the church. We can build the church up in the things of God. We can edify one another. We can encourage one another. We can pray in the Spirit of God. Phyllis and I, just about every day, it's not a day go by that we're not having devotion without devotion, and we pray in the Spirit. We was praying in the Spirit coming up 95 this morning. We was praying in the Spirit, and one time I got carried away. Come on, church. Glory to God. I was praying in the Spirit, and that old Toyota was getting it. Come on, church. About 80 miles an hour, and I was just praying in the Spirit, and Phyllis said, Jerry, you better slow this thing down. Glory to God. I said, don't worry about it, baby. Glory to God. If I get a ticket, you'll pay for it. Come on, church. Glory to God. She said, I don't care how fired up you are. If you get a ticket, you're going to pay for that ticket. So we start praying in the Spirit, but I lighten up on that wheel. Come on, church. Glory to God, but I got good news for you. Pray in the Spirit. Build yourself up in the things of God. Let the Holy Spirit work in your life. The promise of the Holy Spirit. The work of the Holy Spirit. And then we have the blessings and the power of the Spirit of God. This morning, how many believe that God can fill you this morning? Come on, church. I mean, I believe God can fill you this morning. Glory to God, the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's look at it. The Bible says in Acts chapter 2, verse 2, I might preach at 4 o'clock today. I hear somebody say, you're going to be in here suddenly by yourself, too. But bear with me for a few minutes. Let me give you this point. The Bible says this, in verse 3 of Acts chapter 2, and there appeared unto the cloaked tongues like as fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. The Holy Spirit has power to convict us of sin. The Bible teaches us in John 16, 8, and when he has come, he will reprove the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. The Holy Spirit gives us power to share our faith. The Holy Spirit gives us power to transform our lives. The Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable, perfect will of God. So when you think about the Holy Spirit and the power of the Spirit of God, it changes our lives. The Holy Spirit empowers us against the enemy. The Bible teaches us in 1 John 4, 4, greater is he that is in you that is in the world. When I think about the Holy Spirit has the power to make you come alive. Glory to God. We can be fired up for the things of God. The Spirit of God has made us and breathed in. The Almighty has breathed into us. And church, I got good news for you. Every now and then, we need to get a drink of this living water. Every now and then, we need to say, God, I don't want a little bit of you, but God, I want everything you got. God, I want to be so encouraged. I want to be built up in the things of God. I want the Holy Spirit to empower me to make us come alive. And I got good news for you. The enemy will do everything he can to quieten us down. He'll do everything he can to try to stop us from getting involved in ministry. He'll do everything he can to try to destroy your marriage, to take your family. But I got good news for you. We are alive this morning, and God has a purpose and a plan for our lives, and we will not be defeated. Somebody ought to give God some praise in the house this morning. Come on, church. If you're on fire, let me see you give God some praise right now. Let me see some fireballs in this house today. Let me see some fireballs in this house today. Glory to God. Fire. And today, I believe God wants to fill you with the power of God. I talked about the power of the Holy Spirit, the work of the Holy Spirit, the blessings of the Holy Spirit, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And this morning, God wants to fill you afresh this morning.